Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening live at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those of you who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, Twitter, Facebook, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. All right, and also with our new sponsor just coming in, this is 3W Insurance Solutions. That's 3W Insurance Solutions. They insure your legacy so your loved ones won't be left with the burden of your final expenses. Also specializing in Medicare assistance needs, call 678-628-2262. That's 678-628-2262. That's 3W Insurance Solutions. And don't forget to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. You guys can call in and listen live anytime, okay? Listen live anytime to the show. Now, you can also listen through Blog Talk Radio, of course. And those of you who are online listening through Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up and follow the show. That way you'll be able to get daily show notes of whenever I'm having a show, what time my show is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's happening on the show. That way you can stay plugged in. And you never have to miss an episode if you don't want to. All right? So let's get on with this stuff today, y'all. Let's get on with it, right? Today's weather right now is 74 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 83. Thursday, sunshine, 85. Friday, thunderstorms, 82. Saturday, thunderstorms, 81. Sunday, sunshine. Monday, sunshine. So we're looking at a maybe a rough weekend, but who knows, because no one can predict Mother Nature, right? No one can predict Mother Nature. Now, today's word of the day is, I don't know how to pronounce this, valetudinarian. 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 Okay? And it's a noun. And it's a person of a weak or sickly, especially one whose chief concern is his or her ill health. Ooh. Valetudinarian. Okay? That's valetudinarian, a person of a weak or sickly constitution, especially one whose chief concern is his or her ill health. Health. Okay? And that's the word of the day. All right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. Let's get started. Let's jump right into the show. I have a great show for you today. Today's show is entitled The True Meaning of Saving and How It Affects You and Your Family. So we're going to discuss the reasons why Americans can't save money. All right? And, you know, I'm not jumping on anyone. I'm not, you know, diving into your personal finances, saying what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. None of that. Okay? All I'm simply doing is having you understand, and maybe you do. I know I have a really smart audience out there, and maybe you do. Maybe I'm talking to the choir, but they're saving, okay? They're saving money, and then there is telling someone you saved money. Okay, so, and your bank account is what tells, right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can call in and listen live. And then if you'd like to get on the air and leave your and give your comments or your opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will get you on the air. So, again, the true meaning of saving. Okay, and a lot of people say, "Hey Frank," excuse me. I say, "Hey Frank, I paid, you know, I bought a TV. I bought this smart TV, this 4K TV. Okay, this is what they're saying now. I bought this 4K fake K TV for $1,200." Oh man, you got a deal on that 4K TV. Yeah, I mean they had marked it down. They had marked it down. You know, 40%. So how much did the TV cost? Well, they're saying that the TV costs, you know, $1,600. Okay? I saved $400 and something on that TV. Okay, you save $400 on the TV. Right? You save $400 on the TV. So that $400 is in your savings account right now at the bank, right? No, Frank, you don't understand. The TV regularly costs $1,600, but I only paid $1,200 for it. Okay, so how did you save $400? You didn't save $400. You just paid $1,200 for the TV. That's all that is. As simple as that. If you don't understand that, then, you know, you need to talk further. But what I'm saying is, when people say 30% savings on this and 40% savings on this, save up to 75% on these TVs. Hey, okay, but I'm not saving anything. You're just paying that amount for the TV. It has nothing to do with saving money. Okay? So let's think about this. And I used this analogy the other day with a friend of mine. I was like, okay, you go to the movies, right? Yeah, I go to the movies. So what's the cost of a movie ticket today? $14, $15? Let's say $15. Okay? And you can write this down if you want. Let's say $15 to go to the movies. All right? And it's you and, let's say, your girlfriend. Okay? So you're paying $30 just to get in. All right? This is what they're telling me now. Because I hadn't, to be truthful with you, I haven't been to the movies probably in 20 years. Really. I can't stand the movie theater. All right? And I have and this was what I used. I have a Netflix account. Netflix to me is $12.99 a month. Okay? I got access to all these movies, and they won't go away. All right? And they add more all the time. Right? There are a ton of movies out there that you and I haven't seen. All right? So you paid $30 already to go to the movies to see one movie. All right? That's $30. And you hadn't even bought any Coke and a drink and a little popcorn. Let's say two drinks and some popcorn. Let's say I'm going to be conservative and say that the drinks are $5 each, and I'm going to say the popcorn's $5. So that's $15 for y'all, because I know y'all probably won't eat more popcorn than that, right? Together, you'll be reaching in and out. Okay, that's $45 for you to go to the movies. Okay, you and your girl to the movies. That's $45. Plus, let's add another $5 for gas. All right, let's round that to an even $50. $50 to see one movie. All right, yeah, it's cool to get out and, you know, go to the movies and hold your girl's hand. Y'all go in the movies and, you know, hang out and eat a little popcorn together, watch a movie, have a good time. Okay? $50. All right? Okay. So you take $50 to go to the movies. I do the movies for $12.99 a month with Netflix. So let's take that $13 for Netflix and subtract that from $50. Okay? That's $37. So I'm saying that I could potentially, or you could potentially, because I don't spend the $50 at the movies, you could potentially save $37. And it's according to how many times you go to the movies. Say you go twice a month. That's $100. For the movie, okay, minus $13, that's $87 that you spend at the movies, or that you could save from going to the movies. A month, $87 a month. 87 times 12, which is a year, 2 times 7 is 4, 174, that's 4, that's $1,044 a year that you could really, really save. And the way I say save it is that, okay, you're going to spend the $13 on Netflix, all right? That other $37, you need to save it 2 times a month. Is that right? Well, it's a total of $87 savings. So you need to save roughly $40 something twice a month. Put that in the bank. At the end of the year, you'll have $1,044 in your savings account that you can say, I saved $1,044 from going to the movies by paying $13 a month for Netflix. Now think about it this way. Now at the end of the year, at Christmas time, you got $1,000 in your account to do whatever. Buy gifts, buy, you know, ornaments for your tree. I don't care what, whatever it is. That is what we call truly, truly saving money. Okay? That's truly saving money when you do that. Okay? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. We're talking about the true meaning of saving and how it affects you and your family. And the way that it affects you is that you're, I understand spending money and this and that, but if you could save some money and truly save it, not just say you saved it, but truly save it. I mean, you could have some nice money in the bank by the end of the year. Okay? By doing this simple thing right here. A lot of people go to the movies more than twice a month. Okay? A lot of people don't hit the movies that much. Maybe they go 3 times a year. Whatever. That still could be a significant savings for you. So if you do the movies a lot, and I know there are a lot of you that do. So if you do the movies a lot, that really, if you put your mind to it, that really could be a significant savings for you and your family. And that's how it affects your family, because you could have $1,044 at the end of the year in your account, in your savings account, to use for miscellaneous stuff. Okay? You can use it to, get the car fixed, buy new tires for the car, or whatever you might need. Donate to a 501(c) special foundation, which is the one that I'm going to be putting here soon. I'm going to have my own foundation. Going to be totally legit. So you'll be able to write off any contributions that you make to the foundation. And through that foundation, I'm going to help the homeless. I want to, and you guys can steal my idea all you want. I want to donate socks to the homeless shelters, not only in my community, but in the city. Okay? And then I want to donate socks to your homeless shelters in your town because you donated to the foundation. And that's what I want to do. And I want to do that through you guys. I want us all to be a part of this. So if you donate a certain amount, and I'll have to come up with an amount. If you donate a certain amount, then I'll send you some socks. And you can take those socks and go to your local homeless shelter and drop them off. I guarantee you, once you do that, you'll be a marked known man or woman. Donate socks. I heard that the number one item that homeless people are looking for are socks. Good socks. And I want to donate good socks to the homeless shelters. Okay? I want to do that. And I am going to do that. I guarantee you. Okay? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, we have a few more minutes left in the show. I'm going to be getting off here soon because I got a ton of things to do in a little bit of time, but I did, I really do enjoy getting on the show and speaking with you guys and just having a great time. Okay. I love doing this. And I appreciate you guys listening in. I know I'm not the best all the time. I know I'm not at my best all the time, but who is? Okay, who is? And so, I want to be able to give you guys the best that I can. Okay, so when I get up on the show, when I do the show, I want to give you guys the best that I have. And I try to stay conscious of that and do that each show. All right? But I appreciate you guys, love you guys, and if it wasn't for you, there would be no me. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Oh! Fast now, finest, rose.
bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll.